We've got some breaking news here.
At the Papa Max News Desk?
At the Papa Max News Desk, we are going to be being interviewed.
Oh.
This will be the second interviewee for us. Right?
Us being interviewed.
Correct. Interviewees.
Correct.
So we're going to be live. I don't know how this got approved by anyone, but we are going to be live 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursday with Pattern Integrity as part of the Process podcast.
This week episode is brought to you by None of Secret Supply of Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona's sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
Are you tired of rug pulls?
What the?
Slow rugs.
Hey.
Flaming rugs.
Ow, ow. There's got to be a better way.
Well, now there is, with Into the Wilderverse. Into the Wilderverse is the longest-running DRM-gated series on the blockchain that uses smoked fish NFTs to provide you with unique content, gives you chances to win incredible real-life camping adventures and physical artwork. Smoked fish NFTs will get your crypto wallet shiny clean. They slice vegetables in seconds, and they make perfect jerky every time.
Wow!
But wait, there's more. If you promise to tell a friend about Into the Wilderverse, we'll send you the applicator gloves absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Pick up a smoked fish NFT today. Available at Walgreens, Kmart, Jim Bob's Chappaquiddick Git & Go, and Open Theta. Sorry, no Canadian CODs.
Pop is popping and locking. Magnum scrutinizing.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 44 of the Zilly Award-winning Papa Mags Pinecast. Mags, how you doing?
Not good. Possibly not Zilly Award-winning. Future Zillies, probably. I mean, there's the new Pinecast or podcast coming up, it looks like, Blazing Big Dog. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, Blazing the Big Dog, coming to you soon here. Listen, if they make it to episode 2, then they did better than some others.
Feldy and Wes Hu?
Yeah, hey, Feldy's he's a busy guy. Wes Hu, I'm not sure.
He's tearing up that Georgia comedy circuit, I heard.
Yeah, tearing it up is one way to put it, for sure. And it's been 186 days since he posted anything in Outliers.
I think I saw there was a request to turn the Outliers Discord to the TGIF Discord. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah. Only if you celebrate, though.
I usually do. Usually
I do. Yeah, it is one of my weekly celebrations. That's for sure. So, dude, we got Monday'd last week pretty epically. You saw that? In a couple different ways, actually.
I've already forgot, but I know we did.
Well, one of them, big news, the Pog reveal. Kind of out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. That was this week, wasn't it?
It was.
Or
yeah.
The week.
Feels like 2 weeks ago, but it was actually this week. The POG boxes on datadrop.com, the golden tickets were finally able to be redeemed for the golden ticket POG. And I got mine. No, you got yours. Did you just get one?
I didn't. Yeah, I have two boxes. I've only opened up one of the physical boxes. The other one is not opened.
So now, just as a collector of cards, which I know that you are a bit of one, how do you feel about this pack, right? Because you could very easily find that pack that has the golden ticket in it and replace it with a different pack. And, you know, the actual box isn't sealed.
Right. Yeah. No, I think I said something. I said something a bit ago, like if you're buying the actual physical box on the secondary market, I'd be weary. But if you're like buying it on like an eBay or something, see what it says. I mean, you can't really trust anyone other, but you could trust my account if I did sell it, obviously. but you usually have to pay up though for that kind of guarantee. So it's definitely. be weary. You should be able to feel it. And then the other thing too is, since I didn't open it, I haven't felt through the other box. They're all supposed to be there. I'm sure it's in there, but I mean, I don't know for certain until I open it up or start feeling around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but from what I remember, it's like there's no, like, you can close it just the same way it's at and make it look the same.
Right, but I'm saying you could feel for the ticket.
Yeah.
I'm saying in one of the packs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I would probably not buy those off of eBay. Like, you know, get it and redeem it yourself on thetadrop.com if that's what you're looking for, because, you know.
They're going for, I mean, I don't know if there's been any sales, but they're going for the floor. I think the floor on the PogChamp, the golden ticket redeems, is higher than the box, which the box comes with a ticket for that. Right.
It's, I don't, like, understand people.
You know what I'm saying, though?
So, like, yeah. You're buying something that you can get guaranteed, plus have the physical for more than what that costs. But yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Slammer get minted yet, though.
No, I have not either. There's still a bunch left, though. I mean, what? Last I checked, and maybe I can pull it up, there was maybe like 100 or so done. I don't know. Does that sound right? Like, opened?
Let's look now. I thought it was much less than that, to be honest with you.
Oh, maybe it was. Maybe I misremembered.
Oh, no, 153. Wow, yep.
Out of 850 or?
Out of 850, yep.
So, like with Charlie in the ticket, right? Once you open it and you don't get it, then you're just stuck with chocolate. What do you do with that?
Yeah. And hey, the odds of getting a Slammer continue to go up. So,
So, why open?
Actually, you know, the problem is it could be opened and we just don't know, right? There's no way to tell on DataDrop what's open, as you were
true,
letting us know with the secret rare that you found in the other one, right? Because how are you supposed to know if there's more?
Right. Like, I had to go and read the, like, I couldn't even read the contract because it was the same as the actual Theta contract for that last, the Coca-Cola Pogs. The same. That was the same contract as the POG boxes. The POG boxes are on Theta mainnet, and then the Coca-Cola ones are on the subchain. So I couldn't see it, but the only way I could find it was to grab the address and happen to see if they had that in their wallet through some detective work. But it was just too much to hassle. I hope it becomes easier, right, to view and find this stuff on these subchains.
Yeah, you would hope so. But yeah. I mean, right now I think it's just the way that DataDrop is set up. Like, on Open Theta, if anything is connected over there or Theta Rarity, you can actually see the entirety of the collection that's minted. On DataDrop, you can only see what's for sale.
Right. But the point being, though, like, Theta Rarity a lot of times will add the Theta collections and you can see them, but it's really difficult to view the collection, the entirety. You have to, you know, like, I haven't figured it out. I think Simon was saying maybe it wasn't as hard as I thought. I don't know, but I haven't seen it. You can't just view an entire collection. And if it was that easy, I think it would have already been done.
Gotcha.
I think there's some Oompa Loompas working in the background on that.
Yeah.
But we didn't get, right? But we didn't get Monday'd apparently right now. We have some late breaking news. Do you want to?
Yeah, we do have some late breaking news. We got Sunday nighted for once. How about that?
Well, which is good. A good Sunday nighted, because exactly, we got the info.
Like Sunday night football. Waiting all day. So, yeah. So we just got a video message out of the blue, really, and out of the ordinary as well, from Kyler on the POG Discord. And basically, it sounds like there's going to be a window opening up for the Pogger swap, right? So that's going to start, it sounds like, April 1st. And, you know, honestly, just my opinion, and for future reference, anyone listening, don't do things on April 1st. Like, make them April 2nd. You know what I mean? Because it's just, you know, a little sus, right? Right from the get.
Is that international or is that just an American holiday?
Well, I can assure you there are international April Fools as well. Quite a few of them. But Americans seem to be the biggest fools, as Reap thinks. So
that's
the difference.
I didn't even come in this time. You came in with that.
You know what? But it was true, though. So
True.
So yeah, so there's going to be a window opening up. You drop your Pogger in there. You get the swap going. You get your 50-1 on the swap, but you only have 3 weeks to do it. Only 3 weeks, guys. So if you're a big, like, I know Europeans, they sometimes go on holiday for a couple months at a time. So, you know, a couple of them might miss out. But I know us Americans don't usually take 3 weeks in a row holiday.
It sounded too like if you miss it, then you have to wait to the next one. And by the time the quarterlies, at least for the first year, are done, then the percentages, the Pogger worth might go down from 50-1 to something else.
Correct. Right. This is the only window of opportunity where it sounds like a 50-1 swap is guaranteed. There will be future windows for swapping, but I'm not sure that 50-1 is not guaranteed at that point. So we'll see what happens. But, so,
and then this tied into other news with the Pogger coin and staking, correct?
Correct. So now it sounds like they're going to be temporarily suspending the earnings of Pogger on Solana. That is both the founding Pogger set as well as the PFP Pogman that's been a few people have been getting a little happy with and destroying the rewards on it, as spoken by Pogman earlier this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Few people getting a little happy feet with the Pogman 1P, the PFP one on Twitter. Bunch of new accounts popping up all over the place. I've noticed a few, but
I mean, 50-1, people got to do what they got to do, I guess, huh?
50-1, yeah. I mean, did not specify, right? Famous words, did not specify. So yeah, so that's be on a pause, I believe. He did say that it will kick back up in the future. I believe that they're just kind of getting everything ready for this April 1st, hopefully not April Fool's, opportunity to start this swap process from Pogger to Pog. And then the first quarterly drop of those Pogger that are swapped out in this time frame will hit the May accounts first. On May 1st. Yep.
Well, set your alarms for that.
Yeah, so dude, I mean, we're getting close to some stuff actually going down here. It's exciting, you know.
Well,
I'm just so used to nothing happening and being in the middle of a bear market.
Well, and also it sounded like Kyler was saying he may have more of these emergency press conferences, you know, at different times for Omega. I think he was saying he used that turd. I think he said he was retiring Alpha, so. It's
smart.
Finally, yeah. No, it's progressive. Smart. I like it.
And shout out, man! I saw your handiwork in one of his posts. Little Papa Mag's mug made the shot.
Well, I heard you had something to do with this.
Well, I called him out because he was on that one podcast and he was drinking coffee and it wasn't the Papa Mag's coffee cup. So I was like, dude, what's up with that?
Yeah. And that's a little BS because Kyler's one of the only people on the planet that has two of those mugs.
And that's what he's like, that's a collector's edition, this and that. And then he's like, oh, wait, I got two. It's like, how did you get two? But that's cool.
Then it sounded like some people were upset they didn't have any. And these were like BetaCon exclusives.
Yes, you know, they were.
Maybe we do a limited run of them. If people want to get them, maybe some giveaways, I don't know. If people want to buy them. But imagine like we had like redeemables that they could get if they, you know, purchase one and they get their Papa Mag's Pog maybe in the future.
Wow, now you're, yeah, hey.
Right? Just saying.
Possibility.
But good. I mean, good call out on that. That's a good mug.
It is.
It's a quality, 15 ounces. I don't know what I don't know how many liters that is for our international.
I heard that 15 ounces was considered a thimble in some parts of the United States.
Okay. Gotcha.
So the other kind of big thing, this wasn't exactly getting Monday'd, but early Tuesday morning, I think just after we dropped, one of the first messages I read on Discord was from Maxime. You know what I'm talking about?
Maxime. Go on.
Yeah. at everyone. Dear G-Pool members, I hope this message finds you well. It is with regret that I announce my decision to step down from my role as an admin in our community. Recent events and circumstances beyond my control have made it challenging for me to fulfill the responsibilities associated with the role effectively. Unfortunately, I am unable to provide the community, you all, with the info and help that it needs. I have no more contact with the team. Last contact was a month ago. I sent the team multiple messages and mails to assess the situation, which have been left unanswered. I believe stepping down is in the best interest for the community, and I hope it sends a strong message to the team. I no longer support how information is not being shared with me to help you and furthermore with all of you. I still hope that DeGard or the team show up to address everything. I will remain a member of the community to the best of my ability, albeit without the admin responsibilities. Thank you for your understanding. Best regards, Max. So that started a major storm in G-Pool server, which basically led to the understanding that, you know, it got rugged.
Didn't they disable messages?
They disabled messages after this message from DeGard, URP's boy. Based on the continued promise that we would have edge cache and edge storage jobs eventually, I have gone into financial debt running these projects at a huge loss for over 5 years. While we appreciate all the support from the community, the small fee that could be charged nowhere close to covers the cost to run this all. I have hit the point where these projects have completely drained my family financially. As much as I still think Theta could someday get edge caching jobs, I cannot put my family on the streets. For those excited about Theta getting into AI and GPUs that think that will help all this, please understand that would be even more cost to set up, and Theta has it planned to run that with the big companies like Google. This pool was designed to do edge caching and edge storage. It has been delayed just too long and has taken everything I have to keep it going to this point. I can no longer go on financially. I'm happy to see the price of crypto going up for all you right now. Just know I have had to drain all of my hard-earned crypto over the many years of running this project. This will be the first time crypto sees financial gains that I don't own any and have no more money to buy it. I have nothing left to sell and continue praying for Edge Anything to finally come out and keep all this going. This project has taken a lot of time and energy to build. This is not only a huge financial loss for me and my family, but also a huge loss of time and innovation in this space. We will continue to run the Guardian nodes and do the impermanent loss distribution until they shut our lights off. I must now take this time to heal with my family.
Please, if you could spare anything for, you know, 50 TFUEL a week, you could support
Peter
and his family.
Yeah.
You know, where do we send that to? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't believe one single word of that, if that needed to be said. I'm sure some people probably do. And listen, I don't wish the guy bad. I don't understand if he had good or bad intentions. I think that he took advantage of the situation, this whole wallet one nonsense, you know what I mean? Like draining the pool. And then
the bodyguards, those aren't cheap.
The bodyguards, yeah.
They're not
all
cheap.
All this hard-earned money that he earned from that pool went to these bodyguards for a weekend in Florida to keep him safe from who?
It's one of those things. I'm not happy for anyone that lost anything on
100%. No.
You know, URP brought it to people's attention. We echoed that and understood that as he did. And, you know, he came on, he talked about it multiple times, and, you know, he's getting all this, you know, FUD stuff. And then it's like, oh, should have listened to the cock, you know, they didn't. And there was, I mean, I don't know if you saw Swampy's post about we got vindicated from a slam from one of D's lackeys, who's also a replay lackey, who is why I got kicked out of the Discord. Your boy Ignair, right?
Oh, okay.
Remember that? Do you have that post handy or something? Or
no, I didn't. I don't know that I knew this.
Okay, so There was a screenshot. I'm assuming this was from the replay Discord. Ignair, not sure who. I think someone from Poppin' Mags once did a couple people on X LOL.
Yeah, Pinecast. Okay.
Pinecast. I'd feel scammed if I bought a bunch of pineapples to see them go down in price when T-Fuel goes so far up. The laughing emoji with the tears, whatever that one's called. And then at least G-World made NFTs with actual utility.
Ooh.
Do you believe that?
That aged like milk.
I think Swampy said it was 11 days before my prediction said that that wasn't going to age well. So
yeah.
right there, if Ignair is big into a project, I'd run for the fucking hills. I hope he stays away from Pog and anything else that I'm involved in. So get me kicked out of replay for, you know, speaking my truth while you screwed up and mate said there was going to be an AMA. There wasn't. And yeah, you're a piece of shit. So that's all I got there.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we echo the same message here. Like, it sucks if anybody got hosed. We know people did get hosed. Not about that. We don't want anyone getting hosed. Like, you know, it does suck that there are scammers out there. And it sucks even more that people that aren't scammers are being called scammers, including me and you.
Breaking news.
I'm a scammer. Let me know me how too. How does that work? How does that work?
Spend a bunch of money on pineapples, barely sell any. we're shills and scammers.
Guess how much we got paid by Rare? Go ahead, guess.
We've not zero.
We got zero.
We got like $11 from the popcorn scam thing. And that's it.
No, we got some T-Fuel from Doc.
From
Theta.
Doc.
Shout out. Yes.
We got some T-Fuel from Doc Theta. Thank you, Doc.
That's it.
We've
gotten some like NFTs here and there too.
That we've given away.
Yeah, but we also got some pups.
We did get some pups.
You know, a lot of times, like the stuff that we're getting, it's like a lot of other people are getting it too. So it's like, well, you know, are we getting it because we have a lot? Like, you know, because we're not just like some other people that do these podcasts that aren't actually invested in the projects.
Right.
Who am I talking about? I don't know. But, you know, we're investing in this stuff. We're in it. And like you said, the majority of the stuff that we've been given, it's to be given away. Like we do these raffles. We've given way more away to anybody than we've gotten. And that's not even close. So,
yeah, if they listen to the Pinecast, they would know like our interns don't make any money. Cause you know, we have no money to pay them. Any extra Tifa we get, I send a D-guard to keep his family off the streets.
Oof. Yeah. But yeah. So, I mean, this was breaking news from Wolvie's cousin, A Bell. Is it Abel or A Bell? I don't know.
I think it's Abel. I like Abel. You like Abel.
But yeah, listen, you know, this guy wants to pop off and there's some of the stuff that he's saying that I can't argue with, right? I don't think anybody can argue with some of his stuff. But, first of all, don't call me and you scammers. That's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous. You know, not like you just look like an idiot saying that. And second of all, you know, say what you want about Rare, but he's not a scammer. Like he's out there, he's still doing stuff. He created the metaverse. He's done a bunch of stuff. He's not gone. And from what I hear, like we don't have any inside knowledge, but I hear he's still working on a game and some staking. I don't know anything more than that. And, you know, there's been some snippets of that being said in the Discords. You can obviously see that there's challenges going on. So it's not like he disappeared. So you can say some of the other stuff that he said about maybe not agreeing with how this whole thing has gone down, but you can't call us a scammer. You can't call him a scammer. It's just not. Meanwhile, you got DeGuard out here scamming, and I didn't hear him hollering about that, you know?
Right. we broke it. We were like, we were futters, right? I think when we were talking about this after URP's, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Video.
FUD and wallet scammers.
Number one. Yeah. And then so we're FUDing and now we're scamming. Well, if we're scamming, we're doing it wrong, because all we do here is lose time and money on a consistent basis. So.
Yeah. And brain cells.
Yeah. What are those? But I guess, you know, and so do we want to talk about this? He wanted to come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen,
let's talk about it.
You take,
okay.
I'll tell you, I'm just going to give my piece. Like I was going to allow it, but then he continued and I'll let you take it, because now I agree with you.
So, in full transparency, and you can look there, 2022, he asked to come on the show. We asked him to come on the show, and then he says, "Nah, I'm not into it." Then I think in 2023, he sent a message, or he posted a message, and he added you and said, "Hey, I'd like to come on the show." I think it didn't go unanswered. I mean, the interns sometimes run a personal account. Oh, go ahead.
He did at me. He added me, but it did not tag me. Right?
Did you have him blocked?
No, I don't have him blocked. He must have spelled it wrong or something. I don't know. I don't know how he did it, but if you go on there, it's not tagged. I'm not tagged. He's not blocked.
Okay. No, only, he's not blocked
at me. I'm blocked by his cousin for whatever reason, but I don't block him.
Okay. Yeah. So we were having a discussion. You're like, hey, I want to get him on. Like, we have nothing to hide, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, I agree. We have nothing to hide. I'm not ashamed of anything I do other than everything I do in my daily life, not this related. but I'm like, I don't think that's like, if people are calling us scammers and they want to come on, even if you want to, like, you know, tee it up, yeah, on a T-ball stand or whatever, like, I don't think that behavior qualifies to come on the show. So, I mean, that I think that sets a dangerous precedent where anyone could call scammers, and we have to invite them on the show because we did for this guy. I mean, send us an email, papamags@gmail.com. It's not that I don't think, you know, we definitely wanted him on the show before, and then I know he balked from it. He says, "No, I'm not ready to do it now." And then the market's changed a lot since then, when that first happened in 2022. But I don't like being called out, being called a scammer, and saying, you have to come on my show. I don't think that's how it works. Continue to call me out and let me give you a platform so you can continue, because he doesn't have a good argument to begin with. You know, I'm just looking at all the angles. I don't see it. So it's like, why is he coming on the show? Is he going to promote some popcorn maybe? What is the real reason he wants to come on the show? But
yeah, I mean, I don't tend to disagree with you on this one.
We got a little heated on it though. Me and you.
Yeah. And then he just continued, like, you know, I would have had a good time having him on and just destroying everything that he had to say, basically. Right. Like I said, there's a few things that I can't argue. Right.
Sure.
Do I wish that hindsight is 20? Is Pines where I want it to be right now? No, it's not. Is Bananas? No,
definitely not.
It's not. No. Is there stuff still moving? Yes, there is. Is there a chance that this gets to where I want it to go still? Yes, there is. So it's not a scam. It's not Outliers, you know? It's not Theta Diamond. It's not Sizzle Popcorn. It's, I mean, you can just keep going with the scams. It's not Cosmographia, right? I mean,
Jesus.
I'm just saying, like, you right, know, you right. want to call it what it is. Like, why aren't you screaming and hollering about that, right? So,
right,
whatever. So it would, like, that part of it would have been fun, but you're absolutely right. You know, if he would have just sent me a direct message and asked and done all of this privately to me, then I would have been like, come on. Like, you can come on. You're not coming on this week.
Right. Oh, definitely not. But yeah. If he didn't want to go on a tirade and basically said, hey, maybe he ignored it. Hey, send a DM to Popper. And, you know, someone was trying to get a hold of me a couple weeks ago, and I think my DMs were off. I think because I was getting so many scam stuff. I had, like, multiple of these, like, I think it's funny. I still have them up because I didn't, like, X them out, but it's like, are you a smart fucking degen? Like, no, I'm not. What? I'm fucking not. So I have nothing to say to you, sir. Obviously, if I was smart, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So, I'm like, oh shit. Well, you know, maybe people do need to get a hold of us. And I don't know if our group account was like that too. So I think the Papa Mags and Magnum are DMs open, which is not an invitation.
Yeah. Well, my DMs are open. And if you want to get on the show, you should be contacting me. My interns tend to look at my DMs more often and don't mind the scheduling part as much as Mag's DM interns do. Mag's interns, they hate the scheduling part of this. So reach out to mine and we'll get you taken care of.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node. Theta's premier community guardian node where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime so you do not miss any rewards and zero fees so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose delegated guardian node, and find Dr. Theta's guardian node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe, as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansOfTheta.com. Offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max podcast. Well, would you want, because I think you would enjoy it. I'm sure you'd be interested to have Wes on again. Wes 2.
Oh, man.
To say, like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Right?
What's going on?
Am I wrong?
You're not. I mean, I honestly thought that Wes was a friend. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing that's kind of killing me on this, because he just, I've spent time, like, outside of our interactions on here trying to help him out and being there with him and talking him through stuff. And I joined his last stream that one night and you know, banged onto there. So I do
he
feel
ducked on Theta.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Like, I'm not, you know, yes, like I enjoy the state of the Theta community. I'm not married to any, like, you can talk junk about whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, I it's not going to phase
no,
me too much.
So, but my point, and I think I told you, is I had a conversation before and he's like, hey, I'm leaving Theta TV. Now this is when Theta TV, like, anyone with the streamer key could get on whatever and do that. And I was like, okay, well then just go on another platform. And he's like, no, I want to make a big deal. And I want to make, you know, like, he wanted to throw shade. He thought it was better for him to throw shade. So, like, I guess my behind baseball on that is different. You know what I mean? So, like, I agree with you. I'm not married to anything either. But the motive was, well, I want to make a statement. I want to get attention. That's what that was about. He's
thirsty.
Like,
he's thirsty.
Yeah, he's a little thirsty. Aren't we all though?
Yeah, a little thirsty. He's also young. Younger than us for sure, but the maturity on that wasn't there, and he probably regrets some of that. Honestly, on a personal level, I hope he's all right. But it's messed up that he just up and left. There's no doubt about it. So I would certainly like to hear back from him, and we'll see if that ever happens.
We're close to wrapping up season 2 of Papa Megs. And he was episode 1 of season 2.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah. We've come far. Well, time has passed. We haven't
really,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of time has passed, but we haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, speaking of, I know we touched on it just briefly here, there has been a bunch of new challenges for Pineapples, and there's one out currently for the 4-pin club. And
exclusive four pin club.
Very exclusive. I think are we maxed out at this point? How many? There's 9 total. Is that correct?
No,
I
know
that
you've done recently. Oh, well, there's 11 T fuel pins. There's 9 people that have the full set. And Alexa, shut up. Fucking Alexa. What was I saying?
Earlier than norm. Oh, no. 1040.
No, 1040. Fucking Alexa. All the 9 members of the Four Pins Club, we're all in our own special Discord. I mean, there's other people there too, but we know every single person in the club. So, Alexa, I said shut up. Stop. Alexa, stop. Thank you. Fuck. Everyone is who's in that is in that one of our private Discord rooms. So we know everyone in there. And I guess the point I'm trying to make is people that got these, especially the T-Fuel pin, like they went out of their way. That's always been super expensive. And, you know, it's nice that they are getting rewarded with this cool.
Yeah.
This is definitely a cool one, you know, for
yeah,
people who,
for sure.
You know,
this one is like customized, right? So I didn't understand exactly what this was at first. I thought it was going to be pick a pine, burn the pineapple, and get some pre-made NFT, like custom NFT in return. But what I'm told from General Dole of Infamy in another project, just kidding. he said that this was not that. It was pick a pineapple, and then there would be, it's not getting burned, and then there's a customized NFT that you would get based on that pine in addition. So it's basically you get another pine, not
similar to the altars yet. Almost, I guess.
It like, sounds like it. I'm wondering if these are going to be altars, like the splinter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this one sounded more like mutant, I guess, with the mutagen. I mean, like Ninja Turtles, right? And that one wasn't, but yeah. Whatever happened to that Splinter dude? That Splinter dude, he got that altered, and it was because Rare wanted to do that altered because he really liked that pine, and I do too, the Splinter pine. All the Ninja Turtle ones are badass. Donatello is probably lower tier. Not poking fun at Donatello. I just don't enjoy that one as much as I do the others in Splinter and even Shredder, right? I don't know why I'm talking about this, but...
Blender,
as I was. The guy got airdropped a really cool pine. And, you know, like, he's been quiet. He talked for like 5 seconds on Twitter, and then he went back into the sewer, like Splinter tends to do. And haven't heard from him since. And I think that was before... Was that before the first Datacon? I don't know. Yeah, right?
I don't remember, whatever. But I mean...
Ill regards.
Yeah, well, you know, you're bringing up a little bit of an old wound because that pissed me off. It's like, why? Like, that makes no sense. You want to make an altered Splinter? Go ahead, but you don't got to give it to that guy. For what reason are you giving it to that guy? He didn't do diddly-do. And, you know, I can think of a few people that have done quite a bit that didn't get diddly-do. And not just us.
So. Right.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is, I mean, I'm excited about it. And I think it's a good thing to do. And I think there's probably, right now, there's only 11 T-Fuel pins, like I was saying before. It's possible somebody could open one, but there can't be many more T-Fuel pins left. I think maybe there's at least one. And then if there's others, they're hidden behind like a shaker or something. So, from going back to the batch research that I got my PhD
too
in.
Too soon.
Too soon to talk about batches.
That was a while ago.
So, yeah, only 2 more could be. And I think there was one on the market, and that guy ain't doing anything with it. So, but anyway, so that'd be an exclusive group that has these special mutant pines or whatever the deal is with them.
So, do you have one that you've picked out, or you're still going through the process?
I'm still going through the process. I'm scared I'm going to make the wrong choice like I do with everything else in my life. So I don't know. Do you have any suggestions?
I mean, I have a few hours tomorrow. I'll take a look through all your pines.
And if you go through my Theta drop, scroll all the way down, because some of them that I've traded or I've bought don't show up unless you go all the way down and then back up and then they populate. So fun fact.
Interesting.
If you happen to, because I have just too many pines, possibly the most in any single wallet, but you know,
likely
what you can do. Right.
Well, speaking of trusting the process,
I was hoping you were gonna do that tie-in. Fucking finally.
Boom.
Welcome to the show. Finally, you caught it. Because usually I don't like when you do them, because I think they're bad, and then you never get the fire ones I give out, and then fucking you got it. So kudos.
Yeah. So pattern integrity. I hope you redeemed your NFTs this past week, because if you didn't, I don't know what you're doing, right?
Magnum's a producer, bro. I am a process producer. That is in my Twitter bio, that I am a process producer. So
that's amazing. Nice. Very cool. Yeah. So those NFTs that were dropped a couple weeks ago, you know, you had to redeem by this past week in order to get into the credits in the process series. So that is over with. I believe, though, that you can still use the NFTs in order to get access in the Discord. And obviously, you need them in order to have access to the episodes.
Yeah. And we set up helping them flesh out the Discord, but we have all the roles set up. So you can get if you have a badge and you have a ThetaJump account, where your badge is or wherever it is, I assume it's just on ThetaJump anyway, but
yeah, I don't think you can take those off yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there's a need to, agreed, at least right now.
I believe isn't it going to be tied to?
Yeah, there's going to be other stuff. Keep them on ThetaJump.
Right. Isn't the theater experience going to be tied to ThetaJump as well?
Believe so.
Yeah,
I believe so.
I think so too. I don't know. That's certainly not exclusive news that you're hearing here first. And if you are hearing it here first, then it's probably not accurate. Ask Buddy Theta.
So you know what's weird? We talked about Wes, who was doing this Outliers, right? And he was gonna bring there was like conspiracy and there was like these 10 episodes and we had NFTs and they didn't sell them and then he didn't do anything and then he just rugged and these guys already have these episodes that they're, you know, dropping out. So
right. They you know did what I mean? The like, work
that's
first.
Night and day. Yeah. Right. And you could buy the cheapest badge was like what, $20? So
yeah, you're buying a finished product rather than
a Swedish product. I agree.
But
sorry, I mean, Scandinavian humor.
So speaking of Wes Who, we've got some breaking news here.
At the Papa Mags news desk?
At the Papa Mags news desk, we are gonna be being interviewed.
Oh,
this will be the second interviewee for us. Right?
Us being interviewed.
Correct. Interviewees.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to be live. I don't know how this got approved by anyone, but we are going to be live 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursday with Pattern Integrity as part of the Process podcast.
Farmside TV, I believe, is the YouTube channel with a PH, not an F. And what else? And then it's probably also... you can listen to it on X Space also. Like that's what they did with Andrea's the other day. It was on both.
Gotcha. And I hear we have to be camera ready for this.
I don't know what intern authorized this, but
you're fired, whoever you are. But yeah, so Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Don't know what else to say. Hopefully we don't disappoint. So
hopefully I don't get grilled like the other interview I did. So
yeah, that's a low bar for you, and we're not playing limbo.
Right. Okay. What else we got, Pops?
So we got, I just want to give a shout out to Token Panda. That was an awesome time last week with him. And just hope he's doing well over there. That was a cool giveaway that he did. I appreciate that. And I don't know if you know, man, but I am actually, I believe, probably the newest member of the FU Pine Ring Club.
Really? You got an FU Pine?
I got an FU ring, on my pine.
You did?
I did.
Oh, your secret pineapple.
My XR pine.
Oh, your XR pineapple? You got an FU ring?
I did, yeah.
Does that qualify?
How could it not? It's in the metadata, right?
Right.
I don't know what it's called in that metadata. That's actually a good question.
Pine, I mean, can't argue with pine on pine, right? Like all pines are good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that was cool. It was a nice
giveaway for some. We do. I think we can do a couple. I can put, some up. You can put one up. I could put one up or something two or whatever. But I got two of those Darth Vaders. I think I'm going to put one up.
Oh, what
do you think?
Oh boy.
You think people would be into that?
I think they might be, yeah. Oh, so this is called Flipping the Bird.
Ah.
It's a Flipping the Bird pine.
Yes or no? Does that qualify? Visually, yes? Technically,
visually, yes. Technically, no. I'm going to have to say that is, at this point, just based on floor prices, that would be a little brother. But still a cool little brother.
Yeah, he looks cool.
Yeah, I do like them. They're fun, like cartoony. I like the way they look.
But yeah, we should do it next week. Put up, we'll have some, I guess maybe make Vader the grand prize one.
Okay.
And we'll have to follow Panda and his accounts and all the Papa Mags and all the hosts of Papa Mags, me, you, and Andrea also.
Oh, deep cut.
Right?
Yeah.
She is technically a host.
She was. That is correct.
She was. She's on hiatus, I think, now, but yeah.
She's welcome back. There's no doubt.
Well, with Black Mirror 2025 coming around the corner.
Oh boy.
You know?
Oh boy.
I think you're taking that week off too.
I'm pretty sure I've got that one lined up. Yeah. We'll see. Let me know what week that is.
who was that? The guy that gets all the space pineapples.
Yes,
he's like
the
fucking
astronauts.
Almost all of them. I mean, so maybe I was a little insensitive. I wasn't trying to be insensitive to you. I just really enjoyed that episode, and it was cool because he's like hasn't listened in a year or so to the Pinecast and was asking or ever.
Yeah, I don't think he ever listened to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you took
20 minutes to find the one episode I wasn't in. What a guy.
It was just one episode. It sounded like it was for a moment, it felt like it was going to be me talking to myself tonight from the text message I got from you. So, but he should check out this episode, I think. I think he's going to love it. But real quick, do you know the dude's name? It's like
XRP Theta something. He's
and,
like XRPT is persistence, which I heard that Degard is a huge persistence guy, but I know that he doesn't have any more crypto. So yeah, there's that. XRP Theta something, I believe it was. But I just looked it up. This guy is at XPR theta. And it confused me because I thought it was XRP and theta, and he was like big into both. So I was like, oh, well, why wouldn't you just tell him the guy that was on last week from XRP? But this is XPR theta.
XPR theta. So this dude, just real shout out to this guy. I mean, there was a lull. I mean, pines have been up and down, right? But This guy consistently buys the astronaut pineapples. And I know he bought two recently, within like the last month, I believe. And they're pretty rare as torsos go.
For sure.
The astronaut. Yeah. And should I just find his thing? Because I think he has like 14 of them or something, which is insane.
Yeah, that might be even low.
Yeah, okay, we'll find out. Hold on a second. Okay, so there is 43 astronaut torsos right now that have been opened. So he owns 19 pineapples, or I don't know if he has any for sale. He has some for sale. But so he has 19 not for sale. And 16. You're right, I was low. 16 wow. Astronauts. That's a lot out of 43. Figure that math out, buddy.
Yeah, seriously. I just was looking through here. I didn't realize that the shoulder laser was sold for 2,400 T fuel. That's rare.
And I thought it was sold for cash, it looked like.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, which one are you talking? Were you talking about the stapler? The one that's
Chief?
Yeah. It looked like it was sold for cash too.
I thought I saw T-fuel.
For like nothing. Yeah.
Oh, afterwards?
Maybe it was wrong.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe it was sold again, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it was. Huh. $165 cash. What the heck?
Right.
What kind of move is that?
It's a bold move, Cotton.
Interesting strategy. And Dole had a big buy here this week, too, with that Guardian. That's a nice-looking Guardian.
Yeah.
I like those. I'm partial to those glasses, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Do you know those Blue Swirl glasses? There was a Pine Minted recently, and it pushed your Pine Goo, your Baby Yoda Pine, to
come on.
3.
Say it ain't
so. So now I think you have to hope that a gold coin gets minted. Maybe that will help you. Eyes.
A gold?
The Theta.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Dang.
Interesting. But yeah, there's been a lot of moves. This gold crown one sold for $315. I put an offer for like $350 in T fuel, and the guy didn't take it, but he took $315 cash, so that's cool. Anyway, whatever.
I mean, just a general observation of some of these NFTs lately. I don't quite understand. It seems like prices have come down, even though T fuel has gone up, and it's like a race to get more T fuel. Which, hey, listen, you know, if you think T fuel is going to pump and continue to pump, which we both and everybody else listening certainly hopes that's the case, but it's just kind of funny to like watch like overall, and it's not even just a few. It's like everything. You know what I mean? Like Simbi's big time. People are just dumping prices and dying for T fuel. It's crazy. Pine's going through the same thing.
Baller sold.
Yeah.
Well, did you see Baller sold a custom pine for like $3,000 in T fuel?
Yes.
Did you see that?
That was one of the secret society.
Secret ones. SSS. Yeah. SSS ones, right.
Yeah. Yep. And speaking of Baller, he also was able to sell a Dragon Prime this week. Shout out to Space Brood for joining the club. And also, there was another Dragon that was purchased this week. And shout out Theta Vibes, Guardians of Theta, now in the Dragon Prime Club. Big time movement. It's crazy because we just had that AMA where Ivory dropped this information about the Dragon, like in the module for the Dragon that's going to be coming out sooner than later. And I don't know if the buyers listened and the sellers didn't or what happened, but that's two big purchases in a short amount of time there on that one NFT.
Like you said, some of it's like you're getting the prices down and you're getting, well, the cash price has gone down and they're getting less T fuel.
Exactly. Exactly.
For it. And then it's still like a race to the bottom still, because I was telling you, like, I was looking at the Fuse Wars packs, I think. And I think it was like, I saw one for like 137 and 140, I think.
Yeah.
And one of them was cash, I think. So it's wild out there.
It's
right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, everyone's trying to hurry up and get positioned for a possible bull run, and You know, it's like, you know, we had a long bear to kind of make some moves.
Oh, so can I say something? So yeah. Pickin' Pines, this guy's been pretty funny in the Discord, and I don't know if he's been doing stuff on Twitter. Maybe he has. Do you know what I'm talking about, Pickin' Pines?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So he's the one that bought Baller's SSS guy, right?
Correct.
And I don't recall that being on his weekly assessment that he gives every Friday of high-end, medium, and low-end pines. He gives good prices. He picks it, and he says, not financial advice. And he's like, make your assessment. And he has like a cheap prices for like good-looking ones, like low, medium, and high-tier ones, I guess.
Sure.
So, but interesting enough, I didn't see that one on his list. He wound up getting it. I think maybe there'd be some insider trade in Pickin' Pines. I don't know. But someone's going to, disturbance, you're going to have to ask about that.
Yeah. You're a scammer, Pickin' Pines, if you didn't know already.
No, don't. I like Pickin' Pines.
I'm just kidding.
I like them. Everyone's a scammer. Yeah. Yep. Do you have a pine? You're a scammer.
Yeah. you have perpetrated the scam along with everyone else.
And because fault. I may have the most, I might be the biggest scammer of all time.
Yes. Yeah.
Jeez.
Backwards world. Well, before we end this, just wanted another shout out to our boy HGH. Did you happen to see the leveled up Theta Pug?
No.
In the challenges?
Did not.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Take a look at it when you have a chance. I have no idea what these I have no idea what these leveled up pugs do or what they're going to do. But they look pretty cool, and that one certainly looks cool. Just wanted to shout out him on that. He's out there doing work. He's definitely one of the creators that you can feel good about. He's behind the scenes doing work. So
did you get any leveled up ones?
I didn't yet. I have earned enough points from staking to get the potion, but I don't know. You need two.
Look at this one. There's two potions.
Yeah, you need two potions. Yeah,
and burn a Theta Pug, and then the Theta Pug,
right?
Pugverse portal.
Yeah. So my question, which I don't know, and I could probably ask in the Discord. You know, right now you get pretty good staking rewards from the Theta Pug, just because it's a rare one. I don't know, like what happens with these new ones. I don't know. I do.
But you gotta take a leap of faith if you think it's the right play. I like that.
Well, I only have one level up potion though, so I'm probably not going to be getting the Theta Pug uploaded. But I'll be getting one at some point for sure, because okay. they do look cool. Cool. But I'm going to make sure I get the right one too.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Do you have anything else in your extensive notes over there from your intern?
I guess there was some Vegas Knights drop That's today, correct. But we're not going to talk about it because I didn't know shit about it. So
too, I don't know if there was any posts about anything. The one thing about it is it looks like they dropped 2,000, but it's 4,000 total in the drop. So I don't know what the other 2,000 are for. Maybe they're all for gold.
Oh, VIPs. Yeah. I was just gonna make that statement. Yeah, they're probably all for the five people that have gold status.
Status. Yeah, no, but there's some cool stuff on there. I mean, the tickets aren't really worth anything to me, but I'd go for an autographed jersey or a puck or stick. That'd be cool.
Well, if you like them and you're local or it's not like a hassle, that's saying, fucking great. Right. And it's not like it's this weekend.
Exactly. Right? Like, I was just going to say that. Like yeah. that. It's not tomorrow night.
Only Brian Macer can go.
Right.
Only Brian Macer is the only one who could go. To it.
Yeah. So, you know, you want to call out scammers. How about the Pittsburgh Knights? You know what I mean?
No, like, for sure.
Like you can, there's so many scammers you can call out. Like, and I don't even know, like, I don't know that they tried to scam, but that's basically what's been done. You know, it was just nonsense from the beginning, what they were doing. So,
yeah.
Yeah. We got tickets to a race that's completely unrelated to anything we're doing, but like one of our vendors couldn't go and dropped them off on our desk and just, you know, it's like, I get these messages from some of our vendors every once in a while. Oh, I got two tickets to the Mets game tonight. First come, first serve. You know, it was like one of those things. Oh yeah. Instead of giving it to an employee, let's just, you know, we'll make this a redeemable. And it's this weekend coming up. So good luck getting there.
Oh, but not only that, what was it you were looking? You really got worked up about this because it was like you saw that you could buy the tickets cheaper than buying the NFTs to do the challenge or something.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It was like a $20 ticket to go. And the same thing with the stupid Zippo lighter. Like, yeah.
Don't tell Macer that. I think he had a good time.
Hey, you know, I'm glad he had a good time.
I hope he had a good time.
Redeemables. paying more for a redeemable than the actual thing is worth. Incredible.
Yeah. Jordan's podcast. I believe, so it's coming out this week. I don't know if it's Tuesday night or Wednesday. I believe Feldy is on it, so that should be really entertaining if that's true.
Very cool.
So looking forward to that, so check that out. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, it's been fun as always, and we will see you guys Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Or you won't.
Or you won't. That's true, too.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Mags is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.